So as I said, welcome back to many of you, and for some of you, this might be the first time you're coming. The way I do this is as an 8-week series, but it's not really a series. I assume that you haven't been here before, and I assume that you've never meditated before. So some of you are very experienced meditators, I'm sure, and some of you, it's your first time. And it'll be okay for everyone. I often try to remember to suggest people put their phones on silence, because it's no fun to be the person whose phone starts ringing. But if your phone does start ringing, then we will use it as a moment of mindfulness. So, you know, one day there was construction going on out here, and, you know, we'll just use whatever happens. Lots of people meditate in the middle of New York City, so we can certainly handle Madison, Wisconsin, overlooking a lake. As you can see, people are going wherever they want, making themselves comfortable. Please feel free to do that. And if you want to bring a yoga mat and lay down, or if you want to bring your own cushion, that's fine too. Just, I want you to be comfortable, at ease. Easiest to meditate when the body is at ease. So do whatever you need to do to get comfortable. Shoes on or off, whatever. We're pretty laid back here. So I'll wait till the last few people find a seat. And you might want to just start by just getting your body a little more comfortable as a way of kind of coming into your body and just moving however you feel you might need to move. Throughout the meditation, feel free to move if you need to. What I would suggest, though, is that you, if you need to move, see if you can do it more slowly and more with more awareness than you normally would. When we move our bodies, our minds tend to move as well. And so I'll get to that later if some of you don't understand what that means. But basically, if you need to move, move, but see if you can be more aware of your movements, you know, if you're needing to adjust. So squirm around, get comfy, and you can meditate with your eyes open or closed. If you're going to sit with your eyes open, I would suggest that maybe you pick something neutral like the floor, although this carpet's pretty busy. Just allow your eyes to be soft. Allow your gaze to be soft, kind of like you're just resting your eyes. And if you're sitting in a chair, you want your posture to be upright, but not rigid. So I've heard people say, you know, pretend there's a string in at the crown of your head and somebody is just pulling upward gently. So you're sitting upright, your feet are flat on the floor, your hands can be however you want them in your lap. And let's begin by, I'm going to teach you a breathing exercise. This isn't meditation, actually, but it's a way that I often will start meditating, especially if I'm feeling particularly anxious that day. But I also use it throughout the day for anxious moments, like being on the Beltline or whatnot. So what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in through our noses for a count of four, and then you're going to hold your breath ideally for a count of seven, but if you can't hold your breath for that long, don't worry about it. And then for a count of eight, we're going to breathe out very, very slowly through our mouths. The reason I'm teaching this to you is because I feel like everybody can benefit from it. It actually I haven't explained my background, but I'm actually a physician, and I work with people who have cancer. And you can imagine there's a lot of anxiety and stress when people are going through cancer. And so to have something that's in your power and your control that will bring your nervous system down, will calm your nervous system down, it's very useful. Most of us run around like chickens with our heads cut off in this culture, and our bodies in fight or flight a lot of the time. So this is a way to literally calm your system down. And the reason it works is there's actually a nerve running through your diaphragm, your breathing muscle, that contains a lot of fibers for the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest system. So there's actually a biological reason this works. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in for four through our noses, hold for seven, and breathe out for eight. So in for four, hold when your lungs are full for seven, and then breathe out through your mouth very slowly for a count of eight. What I usually do is I count 1-1,000, 2-1,000, or 1 Mississippi, or whatever your preference is, just so you count slowly enough. And like I said, if you can't do it for quite as long, don't worry about it. It'll still have an effect. And we're going to do that for a total of four breaths. So we're probably not going to do this all together because that would be way too tricky. But whenever you're ready, breathe out and then breathe in for a count of four. And hold for a count of seven. And very slowly out through the mouth for a count of eight. And again, in for a count of four. And out for a count of eight through your mouth. In for a count of four. Hold for a round seven. And out through your mouth for a count of eight. Last breath in this way, in for a count of four. Hold for seven. And out very slowly through your mouth for a count of eight. And then return to an awareness of your breathing. And what I mean by that, for those of you that are new to meditating, is pay attention to the sensations of breathing. So if you pay attention at your nose, you might notice the feeling of air moving past your nostrils or hitting the back of your throat. And And then when the air comes out through your nose, you'll notice the movement of air through your nose. You might notice temperature. Noticing whatever sensations about breathing that are there. Some people prefer to focus on their chest area when they're bringing awareness to breathing. So move your attention to your chest right now. You might notice the feeling of your chest wall expanding. A little bit of stretching. You might notice that with each in-breath, your shoulders rise a little bit. And on the out-breath, notice the sensations as the breath goes out of your chest. And some people today may find it easiest to bring awareness to your belly when you're breathing. You might even find it helpful to put your hand on your belly if you want. Noticing the expansion of the belly with each in-breath. And the relaxing of the belly with each out-breath. So for today, for the concentration breath-focused part of our meditation, just pick a spot. Might change from day to day, but pick a spot that you find it easiest today to pay attention to breathing, your breathing. You don't have to breathe in any certain way. The breath will breathe itself. Just simply resting your awareness on the flow of your breath going in and out. So by now, for most of us, your mind has wandered away from the focus of breathing. And if that's happened to you, you're human. So it's not a problem when the mind wanders. Oftentimes, if you haven't meditated before, a lot of people come into meditation with this idea that the mind has to stay perfectly affixed and focused. And if it doesn't, then you're not doing it right. This is completely wrong. The mind wanders. That's what minds do. The mind does often calm down after you've been meditating for longer periods of time. But if it doesn't calm down on any given day, it certainly doesn't mean you're not doing it right. The idea with meditation is not necessarily to calm down. That's often the effect. But the idea with the meditation that I'm going to be teaching you is actually to be able to hold space and bring kindness and awareness to whatever is going on in your life right now, whatever your mind is doing on any given day. It's not about keeping the mind perfectly still at all. We practice that in the beginning because the mind does need some level of stability in order to go on to other types of meditation. So that's why we will almost always start with a concentration-based practice. So coming back to that concentration-focused, breath-focused practice, the object of your attention right now is your breathing. There's a reason for this. The breath is always with you. You can't lose it, can't forget it at home. So in any given moment, on any given day, you can always bring awareness to the next breath. Anytime. And that's why we're practicing meditation, so that gradually it flows out into the rest of your life, so that you're more and more present for more and more moments throughout your life. Because otherwise you're just missing it. So while I'm talking, seeing if our mind can pay attention to many different things at once. So while I'm talking, see if you can still maintain a connection with your breathing. You're still aware of it. And each time your mind gets pulled away from the breath, might be by the sound of my voice, or it might be by your own thinking, might be by a sound or sensation, not a problem. Not a problem at all. Not something to get upset about. It's just the way it is. And so when your mind wanders, simply when you become aware that your awareness is not focused on your breathing, when you notice that, just begin again. Start with awareness on the next breath. Again, so not a problem. And in fact, the idea is really to practice self-compassion when we're learning this meditation. So beating up on yourself for quote-unquote not doing it right or being harsh in your own mind, notice if that's happening. It's a useful thing to notice. And then see if you can soften it a little bit and just have a little more patience with yourself. So we'll practice sitting with our breathing, and when your mind wanders, might wander for a minute, might wander for the whole time. But when you see that it's wandered, oftentimes I'll say, oh, there you are. Because it's actually something to celebrate. When you actually see that your mind has wandered, that is the moment of mindfulness. That is the moment in which you have a choice now. You have a choice to be present. And you can come back again. And even if your mind wanders 20 seconds later, again, not a problem. Just bring it back. And that's what concentration-based practice is. Again and again and again, you train your mind to come back. And over time, it does affect your brain. You build new brain cells, and it gets easier. It gets easier to come back. So let's practice in that way together. Noticing gently where your awareness is right now. Just maybe even noting thinking or body sensation or emotion, whatever your mind was focused on. Taking note of it. And then moving your awareness back to the next breath. So sometimes people will notice they'll feel overly tight or tense or rigid when they're meditating. And a lot of times, if that's how you're feeling, you need to loosen the grip a little bit and rest a little bit more. Stop trying so hard. Lean back a little bit. Lean back in your mind a little bit and just allow the breath to come to you rather than trying to grasp onto it so tightly. Bring more of a idea of lightheartedness or curiosity about the breath. Almost as if you were a little kid picking up an insect or something, looking at it closely, but like a kid would look at a butterfly, really looking at the intricacies of its wings, but not holding it too tightly and crushing it. So you can kind of do that with your breath, just imagine this is something that you've never really paid attention to before. It's got lots of subtleties and intricacies and so if you're feeling too tight, kind of make it into a game. Like, oh, what's this breath like? And if your mind is feeling dull or bored or sleepy, there are lots of different ways to work with that. So you can see, meditation is a bit about energy modulation. Sometimes we're overly intense or tense, and sometimes our mind is too dull and we need to brighten it. So one thing, if your mind is dull today or you feel bored or sleepy, you can imagine light in your mind. Or you can imagine that you're breathing in light. You can also just simply open your eyes if you're sleepy. Or you can stand up. I've spent many meditations standing up because I was sleepy. Another way to work with dull mind or sleepy mind is just to see if you can give up fighting it. It's a very uncomfortable thing to fight sleep. But see if you can bring awareness to the sleepiness itself, which sounds a little strange. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. But see if you can pay attention to the sleepiness, like, again, kind of making it a game, like what's happening right before I get sleepy, or what does it feel like just as I'm falling asleep? instead of like stressing about it and fighting it, you can actually pay attention to sleepiness. Always coming back again and again to the center point, to the breath. See if you can maintain a connection to your breathing, even while listening. Even if the breath awareness is just in the background of your consciousness. Maintain that thread of connection. It'll help you stay centered in your own being. And you can do that throughout your day and come back to the sensations of breathing. It will center you. So, allowing yourself to stay connected to your breathing as I teach you this one little thing that I think might be useful. So for the first many, many years that I was meditating, I feel like it helped a lot with anxiety. It helped me with sleep. But it didn't feel like it went much deeper than that, and it didn't feel like it really, it didn't change the way I was seeing myself in looking back now. And when I started meditating, I was taught very very strict Buddhist meditation, but it was very kind of stripped of the Buddhism. It was very secularized, and it was the way I needed to learn it at that moment. But what I didn't learn was any kind of practice for learning how to be kinder to myself. And in looking back throughout my 20s as I was learning to meditate, I had this background, very, very harsh, very mean voice, kind of always talking to me. And in retrospect, it would have been really useful for me to have learned a way to soften that up and be kinder to myself. Because a lot of the time that I was meditating, that nasty voice was just yakking in my ear. And what I've come to realize as a therapist is that most people in our culture have a very mean voice in their minds. And it really limits our own, each person's potential. And it hurts us too, tremendously. That mean voice, it really, when we speak to ourselves in that way, it harms us. So if you have a mean voice, like I know I do, and have been working with it for a long time now, but if you notice that you have a self-critical or self-judgmental voice, and some of you may not even recognize it as a voice, you might call it depression. You might notice that you all of a sudden start feeling down. I would encourage you to notice what you might have been thinking about right before that. But even more importantly than that, what I've realized with this voice is that sometimes when you start working with it, it's so strong, it's so powerful that you just believe it. It just seems like the truth. Like, I'm not a good mother, I'm not a good grandparent, or I'm not a good enough grandparent, or I'm, you know, faking it at my job, or, you know, all those things that we say to ourselves that we would never, ever say to somebody else. All those ways we're mean to ourselves. So I would challenge you this week. I think each week this series I'm going to suggest optional exercises to do during the week just to maintain connection with each other and with this practice. And this week what I would suggest you try, if you are comfortable with doing this right now, I would suggest you just put your hand on your heart. Notice what you feel. And I just mean the physical sensation of it. You know, is your hand warm? Is your hand cold? Can you feel the pressure against your chest? And right now and right here, we're going to decide that this action means that there is a seed in each one of us of self-love, of self-compassion, of kindness. And even if it's a tiny seed right now, it's still there. I know that it's always there in everyone. So even if your mean voice is really super strong right now, there's still a part of you that wants to care for yourself. And I know that because you wouldn't be here if that weren't true. You wouldn't be spending time going inward if you didn't care about your own suffering and your wish for freedom from that suffering. So that's what this means. It means I am giving love to myself. I am growing love for myself. It means I am worthy of love. I am worthy. Even if you don't fully believe that right now, that's okay. Even if you don't believe it at all, that's okay too. So whenever you notice that you're feeling crappy, you're feeling down, you're feeling angry, you're feeling jealous, resentful, pretty much anything unpleasant, or you notice that there's self-criticism arising, see if you can put your hand on your heart and let your mind do whatever it wants to. You don't have to fight it. Let those thoughts just be there. You don't have to resist them. Sometimes it's too hard to resist them. But know that there's a part of you that you are growing that is loving you. And that's what the action of putting your hand on your heart means. So no matter what your head's doing, you can control your body and you can choose to put your hand on your heart. And it's kind of an amazing practice. So see what happens. If you want to take on this practice this week, see what happens with it. Who knows what'll happen? Maybe it won't be for you, but it might. And it might affect some change in your life over time. So returning to full awareness of your breath. I wish you all moments of peace and clarity throughout your day. Really wonderful to see you all. Glad you could come. I usually am able to stay for a few minutes afterwards if anybody has meditation-related questions. So today I can stay for a little bit. So happy to answer questions if you have any.